פרשס במדבור. We begin with counting Klal Yisrael. Rashi says, "Mitoch chibosan lufanov, monosim kol shoa, shiyotzim mitzrayim menoam, shnofu be'egel menoam, leida hanosam, shibbo lahashu shkin aleihem menoam." Okay, now, you take a look in your Parsha Shmos. Says the English Shmos from Yisrael Boy Mitzrayim. Says Rashi, "Afal pi shemenotam b'chayehim," even though he counted the shivim nefesh when they were alive, b'shmosim by name, chazum menotam b'misosim, counted after they died, lo'odia chibosim, to tell you how beloved they are, shenimshul kochovim. They're compared to Kochavim. In what way are they compared to Kochavim? Shemotzion umachnison b'mispar u'b'shmosom. Rashi says, the number and their names. Shenema, hamotzi b'mispar tzva'om l'chulom b'shem yikro. He takes them out by their numbers and he has a name for each individual one. The halacha, it's a Gemara in Yuma. We don't count Jews. It's learned out from a pasuk in the Haftorah this week. V'hoyah mispar b'nei Yisrael k'chol hayom shelo yimad v'lo yisofer. Cannot be. It doesn't mean it cannot be counted. It should not be counted. Why? If I have four apples here, what does it mean? I don't look at each individual apple. Each individual apple is one apple this way, this one apple this way, one apple. But four means I look at four apples that are, and I have three oranges, but then I have seven fruit. Means I look at something and I forget about the individual. Numbers, when you count numbers of people, this is one, two, three. There's not a yochid. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'shmos b'mispar, hamotzi b'mispar kol tzva'om, l'chulam b'shem yikra. Kadosh Baruch Hu is capable of seeing the totality of everyone together, never forgetting about the yochid. A Jew is very special. Each Jew has tremendous value. And the neshama of each Jew has tremendous value. Story often heard from my Rebbe Zichrono Livracha. Which was Reb Chaim in Minsk during the First World War. Now, during the First World War, there were many kehilas that were totally destroyed. It was a horrible war, total dislocation. The Jews in Russia and Lithuania were totally displaced. So Reb Chaim had to leave. Brisk was in Minsk. And people coming in telling Reb Chaim, this kehila was destroyed. This kehila was destroyed. All the Jews here were killed. All the Jews there were killed. And he was very shaken by the whole thing. And someone there turned to Reb Chaim and said, maybe it's worth it if it'll bring the geula. Reb Chaim got very angry. He said, you don't understand the value of the neshama of each Jew. If for the neshama of each Jew we can mechallel Shabbos, neshama of one Jew is enough to be docha the Bias HaGoa. We live in a very strange society. Everyone talks about numbers. And Mesiras Nefesh is, there are three things that are so valuable to us that they push away the value of a neshama. Vora Zorah, Gidah Rais, and Shvichos Dama. Nothing else justifies. Why do you have to is Hashem Elokecha? B'chol levavu, chol nafshecha, modecha. Avas Hashem is the supreme value. When a person gives up his life for Avas Hashem, it's the only reason one gives up one's life for Avas Hashem. So he says, my life is valuable because of my connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands that I give up my life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's fine. It's the only thing that justifies giving up one's life. But my connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the value of one Jew's life is incredible. Nowadays, this is this, if this and this, numbers, totally impersonal. One of the problems with socialism, where it's against the yesodos of Yiddishkeit. You look at society. It's valuable for society. My life is good. What are you doing for society? As if my whole value is in the social. This whole thing of way of talking that Jews, that goes back to socialism of the late 1800s. My whole value is because I'm part of society, what I'm doing for society. You give your life up for society. No. Give your life up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says give it up for society. Fine. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your life is valuable not because of society. Your life is valuable because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're a yachid. Everyone has his own individual tzelem elokim. And it's a very interesting Rashi. Vayivro elokim es ha'od b'tzalmo. Now, that seems to be a repetition. There's no repetition in this world. Vayivro Elohim es Adam b'tzalmo, b'tzelem Elohim bara oso. So Rashi says, what is tzalm? So, if you look in all the translations, and God created man in his image, capital H. In the image of God did he create him. But that's a repetition. So Rashi says no repetition. Every human, Rashi says, B'tzalmo ha'miyuchad lo. That means every individual's tzelem elokim is different than the other person's tzelem elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created each one of us with an individual neshama. And it's a unique neshama. Every human being is an olam mole. Counting the human being means we're all a bunch of numbers. No. Each neshama of a Jew, his own unique kolchos. And an incredible kolchos. That's when we have a tzelem elokim. Chovev Adam shenifra b'tzelem. Human being is beloved, he's created b'tzelem. Chovivim Yisrael shenikrum bonim lamok. I know every one of my children, I know them individually. I know their uniqueness. Then you're yechidim. Every Jew is a yochid. And as valuable as a yochid. And that's the first thing. That's the counting. The Medrash goes on and says, if you look at the names, remember, Klal Yisrael were Mitzrayim for 210 years. And they were part of Egypt in many ways. These were their names. Reuven. Okay, Reuven, he got his name all the way back in Eretz Yisrael, when he was in Haran, in Laban's house. Gave him a name. Who is it? Elitzur ben Shedeor. Elitzur, Kelitzur. My God is a tzur, is a rock. Shedeor, Shadkai or. Shadkai gives light. So the Medrash says, wait a second. Why is it Elitzur ben Shedeor? They're living in Egypt. They should have had Egyptian names. Their name should be George, Fred, or something like that. Well, it's all Hebrew names. Or the Medrash gives Latin names, Greek names. Okay. Those won't be familiar to you, but they've been living in Egypt for 210 years. Look at all these names. Elit Keli Tzur Ben Shadkai Or. Lishimon Shlumiel Shlomi Kel Tzuri Shadkai. What is the name? A name is how I identify who I am. Now, if I am identifying my name as Yaakov, so That means I belong to Klal Yisrael, and Yaakov is a Jewish name. But if I say, but if I go around and says, yes, when I get an aliyah to the Torah, my name is Yaakov. When I pick up the phone and say, yeah, this is George talking, so who am I? I'm not Yaakov. That only when I get an aliyah to the Torah am I Yaakov. Otherwise, I'm George. Every person defines himself, who I am and what group do I belong to. Klal Yisrael, when they were in Mitzrayim, why would they zocha l'gula? So Chazal tell us, Roshin v'shmam, they didn't change their name. When they identified themselves, my name is Moshe, it could be Mark, but if I'm Moshe, I'm a Jew. If I'm Mark, I could be anybody. Who are you? When I dress a certain way, I project an image to people who I am, and that's the image I have of myself. Who am I? To what group do I belong? And my language. What language? What language do I speak? Every language represents a certain culture. So Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim, they could have been Avodim. But they identified themselves. The image of themselves were Bnei Yaakov, Avram Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And that's why they were Zocha L'Gula. But there's something else happening here. Another very critical thing here. They are coming out to Shvatim. So Chazal tell us, the paper says, what they're Shvatim, they go back. What do you mean? The Egyptians were ruling over them. They certainly took advantage of their wives. So who knows who these people are? So in Parshas Pinchas, there's another count when they're coming into Eretz Yisrael. It says, B'nai Shimon, Eile Mishpachos HaRu'uveni. It says, Ru'uveni. What does Ru'uveni mean? And then it says, B'nai Shimon, Mishpachas HaNumu'veli. Yom Mishpachas, what? Why is that important? Says Rashi. There's a hey before every one of them and a yud after one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made here and when they left Mitzrayim that the Jewish women were exceedingly careful. They were living in a society was Taiva and Znus, that was the whole Metzius of that society. And when the Torah, at the end of Parshas Bechukosa, talks, K'masei Eretz Mitzrayim, Asher Yishavtem Bo. In Mitzrayim was a Metzius of Znus and Taiva. You've been there. Now, how did Klal Yisrael, as Avodim in this society, which was Znus and Taiva, how did they function? So, the Jewish women had a dual job. On the one hand, they had to make themselves absolutely different and separate, no contact with any Egyptian man. And there's one woman who was friendly with an Egyptian man, Shlomas Bas Divri. And by her being friendly, all of a sudden, there's a domino effect. Ended up with Znus and she had one child. And that was... The others made sure there was zero contact. They made themselves absolutely absent from the Egyptian men and unattractive to Egyptian men so they wouldn't have any havamina of snus with them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was made that everyone, vayisaldo mishpachosom luvei savosom. But when it came to their husbands, the kir and the kana were made from the maros hatsovos. What are these maros hatsovos? So, Rashi tells us, maros hatsovos were, they didn't have glass mirrors, they used to have metal things that they shined. The women, they wanted to make sure that their men were working hard in the fields. And what is it? They made sure they were attractive to their husbands. It was back and forth. That's what tznius is about. Tznius is about make sure that you don't have contact with all these Egyptian men. Forget it. And on the other hand, make sure you're attractive to your husband. And that's all part of the shmir of the kedusha of Klal Yisrael. Vayisyaldu al mishpachosom lebeis avosom. Now, remember, they were living in Mitzrayim. It's an Orchayim HaKodesh, I repeat, because it's probably one of the most important things for people in our society to know. If in Mitzrayim, the Jewish people lived in society. The Metzias was tyrants. We live in a similar society. And in that similar society we live in, if we don't have very strict gedarim, like Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim, we are pulled into it. And we destroy who we are as a people. The neshama of every Jew has tremendous potential for Kedusha. But there's a problem with potential for Kedusha. Potential for up is the potential for down. Every one of us is endowed with a unique, special Kedusha. And our neshama is a whole different neshama than the neshama of a non-Jew. And that's our uniqueness. Anyone who understands Aleph Beis Chaim Voloshin's Nefesh HaChaim knows. Says, what does it mean? It's Selam Elokim. That my neshama has the power to affect all the Olamos Helyonim in a way that it can change the world. The neshama of a Jew brings kedusha to the world or brings tumah to the world. Our neshamas affect the entire existence of kedusha and tumah in this world. And that's why, even though every guy, every human being was created originally with a tzelem Elokim, but then, when Klal Yisrael mekabel the Torah, we became HaKadosh Baruch Hu's representatives in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, true, every goy has a potential, if it will be Mezgayer, still has a Tzelem Elokim in that sense, but not a Jew has a whole different Tzelem Elokim. Our neshamas, our actions, bring Kedusha in this world, bring torment to this world. We live in very, very difficult times. We live in times where the society around us, all they talk about every day is nus, 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 nus. There's about to be a revolution in the United States, an abortion. Why is there about to be a revolution in the United States about abortion now? If the Supreme Court tomorrow makes their announcement, who knows? It could be a civil war in the United States. Because that's going to say, wait a second. The whole society, the past 50, 60 years that developed around Snus and Taiva, it's not going to be so simple anymore. That's the society we live in. And that society affects us. And Klal Yisrael, Mitzrayim, how did they survive that society? By making Gedorim. They maintained that purity of their neshama. As much as they were involved in Avodah Zarah, and as much as they were involved in a lot of other stuff. But the Kedusha, when it came to Arayas, was kept completely and totally. And that's why they were Zocha, to be Mekabel the Torah. In the society that we live, which is everywhere you turn, the media is full of it. We're drowned with it every day. You walk on the street, the advertisements everywhere you go, everything you do. Unless you make those gedarim like Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim, you don't have. And why would Klal Yisrael? Zoche. Vayisyaldu amishpachosim veisavos. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said a very simple thing. I'm about to be mashir my shechina on Klal Yisrael. They were building a Mishkan. Do you know why I can do that? 210 years in Mitzrayim, they kept themselves completely, totally b'kedush. That's it. And that's what kept them. It's the only way we can keep us. Interesting Gemara. People talk Mashiach coming, Mashiach coming, Mashiach coming. Mitzvah. We live in wild times. You know, this war in Ukraine is causing devastation that the world hasn't seen in who knows how long. With all the economic consequences, not only there in Ukraine and Russia, economic consequences of the entire world and everything. But if you look at the Mishnah at the end of Sota, when it talks about the simonim of what happened before Mashiach, Beis Vadia Luznus. Now, can you give me a Gemara on Sota? Give me a Gemara on Sota. Now, what does it mean, Beis Vadia Luznus? Let's see the simple Mepharshim. We're here at the end of Sota. Let's see if I can find it 1 second. Yeah. Yeah. Let's describe it. Yeah. Be'ikvas of the Mashiach. So let's see what. Ikvus of the Mashiach is all the tzoras that will happen to the world before Mashiach comes. Chutz v'yaski. Okay, we see that all over. Chutz will take over. Okay. That doesn't need any explanation. If that was the only siman for Mashiach, okay. Okay. V'yoke ya'amir. There'll be unbelievable inflation. Hagef and tite imperio v'yayim b'yoke. There'll be plenty, but people are still... The world will have full yayin will be all over the place, but it'll be very expensive. That means usually supply and demand. If it's everywhere, prices go down. Here somehow it'll all be different, which is what's happening today. Umalchus tehofe chuminus beizvad yeliznus. What does this mean, beizvad yeliznus? That means one of two things. Beizvad means where people come for also yayin b'yoker. Beizvad liyeh l'znus. Beizvad shel chachomim yiyah l'beiznus. V'shekolu hachachomim v'ein lo meitor v'yeh. Okay. That could be one of two things. Chachom, what sort of chachom? Universities. The Metzias University is nos. And that's, or means place where people learn Torah. So then if the chachom, and Rashi says, shekolo chachom, that means if yeshivas where people learn Torah are full of priests, barayas, for all sorts of things, so there's no Chochmas HaTorah. You can't have two things. You can be the biggest maneuver in the world, biggest mushkas in the world in Midas and Taiva, and be the greatest physicist in the world, greatest mathematician in the world. But Torah is a different Chochmah entirely. Here's a chokhma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Kedusha. You can't acquire chokhmas HaTorah if you're not a Kadosh. So I don't know what Rashi's talking about. Talking about university to be full of snus. But Rashi says, Vein Lomit Torah. I mean, so why are they chachamim? Rashi's talking about a very strange reality. People will be learning Torah and their minds will be involved with snus. The steer. That's why. And it goes on and on. Talk about what happens as society falls apart. Let's get back to the beginning of what I said. There's a reason we talk about the problems, smartphones and everything. And a way to stay from the internet, how do you do banking? How do you do anything? On the other hand, but you have to, Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim, they knew the only way they were going to survive as Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov was make every effort against their involvement, getting their minds, the women made every effort, have nothing to do with Egyptian men, take all the gedorim that are necessary. We live in very difficult times. We live in times where Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim, but the Shechina only happens by Yisyaldu Amishbacholson Leveis Avalson. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have the Shechina be Shorah in the Mishkan, Asuli Mikdash, Shechanti B'Sochem, and say, I want to be made on Klal Yisrael. There's an exception of one case. A woman who didn't keep the Gdarim, and then there was a domino effect. All of Klal Yisrael kept the Gdarim. They were far from us. Mitz Hashem. Mashiach will come. You hope so. The world's going crazy. But the Shechina can only be shown when people keep the Gdarim of not being involved in that society which is totally consumed with Taiv and Snus.